All right, next we're gonna cut our nectarine. Again, I've washed all my fruit. Oh, and it has a pit in the middle. I'm gonna slice it away here. Just went up. Rotate, guess what you have? Voila, you did it. See, sometimes, you know, with the avocado, you can just hit it and it just kind of turns and gets away with coming out. I'm just gonna work around it here. Now, nectarine has amazing, amazing properties to it. And I'm gonna tell you some of them. This fruit, believe it or not, has no cholesterol, no fat, and no sodium. So it's actually a magical fruit. It's high in vitamin A, vitamin C, and potassium. And I don't have anything against peaches, but I don't like using peaches very much just because I feel like, you know, it's got that fuzz and it could have so much bacteria that can be caught on there. And you can peel the peach and use it. I love nectarines. And the lemon and lime that we juiced in there is also going to help from not oxidizing the pear and the apple that we're going to come to next. But I'm telling you, we had scratch and sniff television, I'm telling you, you would realize how amazingly fresh this salad smells right now. Okay, just cutting up an apple right now. We're gonna do it the same way we did the pear. I'm gonna come back here, use my paring knife, cut that off. If you don't wanna use your paring knife, what you can do is just use the big knife. Right there, we got it. So there are a couple of techniques, whatever works for you. There you go. We're gonna do the same thing. We're gonna first slice it. And then we're gonna come around. And this is not a very slippery fruit, so you should be okay with, you know, it kind of sticks onto the cutting board so it doesn't move all over the place. So we're almost done with cutting our apple here. They're right about one thing, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Very, very good with fruit, with all the vitamins and minerals that it has in there. So we'll just put all the apples in there. We're again just gonna give it just a quick mix because apples oxidize. And because we had squeezed in that lime and lemon in there, it's going to help where it's going to look nice and it's not going to lose its color. So I'm just going to make sure that we're just going to toss this real quick. Okay. All right. We're almost done with chopping. I promise. I know this is the most gigantic cucumber that I have bought. I'm actually a flea market junkie. I love going to flea markets. And So I went to the flea market this weekend, and that's what I ran into. And I said, okay, I have to make my salad. I'm going to cut it right in the middle. Nice and juicy. Now, what I found that works best for me is a cantaloupe a grapefruit spoon. And the grapefruit spoon has a really sharp edge at the end, and I always like to de-seed my cucumber. If you don't de-seed it, it's gonna get very watery, your salad, because it's gonna ooze out water. And so I always like to de-seed my cucumber. And this particular cucumber, I am not going to take the skin off, just because it does not have any wax on it. And so if I bought it from like a grocery store and it had that waxy buildup on it, I don't want to be feeding my family a waxy buildup. So then I would go ahead and peel my cucumber. But just because this cucumber I got fresh from the flea market, I think I am going to leave the peel on. Quickly chop this. And we're gonna go ahead and put that into our bowl here. Now, even though, you know, we had like one mango, one apple, one pear, look at how much salad we already have. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and de-seed my other part of my cucumber here. So we got done with our second side of the cucumber, chopped up. We're gonna add that all to our bowl here. All right, what I'm going to do is I am going to move this right over here so you guys can see. I'm going to give it a final toss. And earlier I mentioned flea market, but farmer's market. Flea market, I thought all is in one, but oh well. So, farmer's market, my special look forward to summers to go to the summer. I am a junkie. I love going to the farmer's market. I will bring boxes and boxes of fruits and vegetables and all sorts of things that I haven't tried. And so anyways, we are gonna now go ahead and add our honey in here. We're not gonna make a dressing on the side or anything. We're just gonna pour the honey all in here. So it's gonna have a real sweet and tart flavor. It's really gonna wake up all your senses. All right, honey smells good too. Right. Now, I'm gonna add just a pinch of salt. Okay. I'm gonna give it another toss. Oh, you can smell all the honey and the zest of the lemon and the lime and the lemongrass. And it's just like, boom, waking you up here. All right. What I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna give it a taste test. And I just want to see if, you know, if I've got the unbelievable, awesome, really, really, really good. We're not done yet, though. I'm going to go ahead and plate this for you. Let me show you. I'm going to move this all out of the way here. All right, I'm going to take my plate. And I'm going to show you how it's going to look. All All right, look at the colors. Look at the colors. We've got green, we've got the red from the nectarine. Oh, looks, tastes, smells unbelievable. We are not done yet because I've saved the best for last. What I am going to do is I like adding a little bit of mint in it just because it's so refreshing. I'm gonna go ahead and add just a little bit of mint in here. I don't like using the stem because it's pretty thick. So I'm just gonna give it a lick. And I don't need to use the lemon and the lime because the taste is just, it's perfect, 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 perfect. I'm just gonna hold this, scrunch it all together, and chop. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, the robust taste of the lemongrass, the lemon and lime zest. And on top of that, we have the mint. We're gonna just sprinkle the mint on this. Right there. I'm gonna take a little bit of my cilantro. Just a little bit. I'm gonna put it right in the center. And I'm going to top it off with sunflower seeds and some pumpkin seeds. So it's going to add double the crunch. And that will do it for our last, for this episode of our The Most Healthiest Salad that we have. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisine. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. See you then, friends.